Kondada Udaniga, we blahom om thee. I was born in the 50s in Sioux City, just a couple blocks from here, actually. When I was about 10 months old, my grandmother from Oklahoma took a bus up here to be with me. See, my mother, she was sickly, and she couldn't take care of me. So my grandmother came here and spent a month so I get used to her. And then she took me to a two-room house way out in the country in Oklahoma on her mother's land, the allotted land of Sarah Big Soldier. And that's where my earliest recollection in life was around this elder woman who spoke English as a second language. I would follow her around. She used to wear a long dress, and I would hang on to her dress, and wherever she went, I went. And I would go, we'd go to the store, we'd go to the bingo, or wherever we went, I'm hanging on. If I seen somebody I didn't know or I was suspicious of, I'd get that blank, that dress, and I'd wrap it around me. And I'd look at them. That was my cloak, it was my safeguard. But growing up in the country like that, out in the country with an old Indian woman, she was about 67 when she started raising me. As time went on, she would tell me stories and she would speak Indian to me. Her friends would come visit her and they would speak Indian to each other. So I would be listening. If I wanted to understand what was going on, I had to listen. And she was always trying to teach me my language, trying to have me count. We won, number two, that one. And I didn't really want to. I was like, I'm trying to fight it. But when they talked Indian to each other, I would listen because there was something going on that they didn't want me to know about. So my ears got big, but I'd really be listening. But she'd take me around and old people would say, you know, Ebenia, Nujinga. And she'd say, that's my youngest boy's boy. His mother's Wakega. He's mine now. His mother's sickly. He's mine now. And they would shake my hand or pat me on the back or on the head and say, oh, dai chwali, dai chwali. Go around, we'd go somewhere to a dance or somewhere. Maddie, da da da, yada yada yada. Who is this? This is mine, Dwight. I said, oh, Dwight, Dwight. My aunt, I was getting up in age now, growing up in the country. And she said, Mama, he needs to go to school. I didn't go to kindergarten. I stayed out in the country. And she said, I'm teaching him. He knows things. She says, you're going to get in trouble. He needs to go to school. So first grade came around. My cousins, they took me to the school. I knew where it was. It was three blocks straight from my house. And I had walked that several times with my cousins because there's a playground right across the street, a park. So I knew where it was. And we practiced going there, and I'd look both ways and walk across the sidewalk, look the street, look both ways, no cars. And when I got there in first grade, I was the only Indian there. I was kind of excited, I mean, because they had all these things on the walls. It was letters, A, B, C, D, and all these beautiful things. And we had to take a nap, but I didn't really take a nap. I just was looking around and had a graham cracker and a drink, and it was all good. Boy, when I got home, boy, Grandma's there, she's washing dishes. And I said, Grandma, Grandma. I said, man, that was first day of school. I said, here's my lunchbox. I said, you know, put it on the table. And I said, my teacher's name is so-and-so. And there's other kids there. And they had to introduce themselves. I said, I told them that I come from Chiefs. And she said, yeah, Ega, that's right, that's right. I said, yeah, I told them that Ishtamaza was one of my grandfathers, Iron Eyes, Omaha. Uda, yeah, Ega. And I said, I told them I came from Wegasapi, Ponca. And she said, yeah, that's right, that's right. And I said, I told them also about Shudagache, smoke maker. She goes, good, good. And I told him my Indian name, because I stood up there in class and I said, my name is Dwight Howe, and I got an Indian name. And I said, my Indian name is Dait Chwade, because that's what I heard all growing up. And she looked at me and she said, hey, you don't have an Indian name. What did you say? And I said, I told him my name was Dait Chwade. And she laughed and she acted mad. She said, you're not pitiful. You quit saying that. I thought that was my Indian name. I'm Dait Chwade. But my grandmother had a way of teaching us things and telling us things for a reason. I had an older cousin. She was 2 years older than me. She was my immediate supervisor. And wherever I went, whatever I did, I had to clear it with her. But I kind of noticed when I was about 9, she was almost 12, and she was always fixing her hair. She looked in the mirror, and Grandma noticed her too. And one day we were all at the old place. We were staying, visiting, and it was starting to rain out, so we had to come in. And then she said, Gleam, sit, Giga, come over here, sit. So me and my cousins, just about 3 of us, were sitting there. I knew she was going to tell us a story, because that's how I learned about my ancestry. And she said, Gacha was a bird. It was a long time ago. Way back there, Bahungadidis, way back there, ancient times, man was close to the earth, close to the creator, Wakanda. They could understand all things. They could understand animals. And this man was watching these animals converse. And Gacha was saying, I think I'm about the most perfect animal there is. I've got the beautiful feathers, beautiful tail, I can fly. I'm sorry for you, Manchu. You're on 4 legs, a bear, you kind of go around. And you, Mikasi, with your coyote, you just have to go here and there. And I don't even want to talk about you, Mr. Skunk. Then one day, the Ishtinike, the monkey, said, boy, I'm sure tired of that bird bragging on himself all the time. Oh, he's talking about his feathers, this and that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to teach him something. You guys all got to help me. One day, that Gacha landed. What are you all looking at? They were all in a circle, all the animals looking at Ishtinike. And I'm in this tree looking down between these two forks. He said, there's water down there. I can see myself. Well, get out of the way, because if anybody should see themselves, it's me. Because I'm like, told you, the feathers and this and that. So the Gacha looked down there. Ishtinike said, went like this, signaled the wind. The wind blew, and those limbs locked together. And Gacha couldn't get out. I'm stuck, help me. Help me. Manchu, please, bear. Bear grabbed him, grabbed his legs, pulled, pulling as hard as he could. And he said, help me, help me. Dakhti, the deer, grabbed hold of Manchu and pulled. Shontonga, the wolf, came along, grabbed him, pulled. Shonge, the horse, came, grabbed him, pulled. They're all pulling, long line. Everybody's pulling. Sabaji, he cut loose. Gacha sitting up there. His neck was all red, stretched out, no feathers. And that's how the buzzard got its neck. And I looked at my immediate supervisor and I said, buzzard. And that's why we tell stories. I hope.
Dwight Howe is the cultural liaison and Omaha language instructor for the St. Augustine Indian Mission in Winnebago, Nebraska. Dwight has been an educator and public speaker for over 20 years. He is an enrolled member of the Omaha tribe. Dwight told his story at Ode's live storytelling event in July, where the theme was, "Why do we tell stories?" Tune in on Wednesdays to hear more. Next week on Ode, Patty Strong tries to run and hide from her traumatic history. From the dark recesses of her childhood, she reaches out for recovery.
In my late teens, I dated losers, dropouts, those who were lost, just like me. At 17, I got pregnant. I lost the baby.
Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage to promote positive impact through empathy. The next event is 6:30 p.m. Friday, September 23, outside of Coffee Connection in South Sioux City. The theme is Just Work. Listeners are encouraged to bring their own chairs. Admission is only $10. To learn more, find Ode on Facebook. You can also listen to past stories we have broadcast at kwit.org. The music you're hearing was played live by Melanie Mergen at Ode's last event. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.
I let the walls fall, tumbling one after another, crumbling as they met each other. Still unsure of what was to come. I'd been here before, but you've got something more. You can never say the right words to me. You could paint the perfect picture. I'd only half believe. We gotta take time to unwind, to let our guard down, show who you are now. We got our scars on dissonant hearts, but soon to meet you. Isn't it strange the way the months form from the days? They all start to slip away the moment you don't pay attention or forget affection. Find yourself alone in what was once your home. You could never say the right words to me. You could paint the perfect picture. I'd only half believe. We gotta take time to
thank you.